Alaska's Division of Agriculture received a $100,000 federal grant in June to strengthen the farm-to-school program. In the first phase of that two-year grant, Jody Anderson hopes to focus efforts on Bristol Bay. At the Thursday night meeting in Dillingham, 11 people participated, representing local farmers, the Dillingham City School District, the Southwest Region School District, and parents of students. Both growers and the schools seemed enthusiastic about the idea of collaborating on providing fresh food for students. The main obstacles they discussed were lack of staff to process large quantities of veggies and the lack of refrigerated storage. Across the bay in Naknek, the main concern was supply, and discussion hinged on supporting the few producers in the area. Anderson says that right now, the grant is in an information gathering stage.
I'll go through and start doing research on things that were brought up and try to answer those immediate questions that came out of all of these meetings directly back to the person who asked them, but also involving the whole group so everybody knows the answer. Then the next phase is figuring out what's next and where the commonalities lie on both sides of the bay, how we can approach filling some of these gaps at a regional scale and still move forward.
Anderson's goal is to significantly increase the amount of fresh food students eat at school by next school year. She hopes that by developing infrastructure in Bristol Bay as a pilot region, she'll be able to use the lessons learned to create a toolkit for other rural regions of the state that want to make similar developments. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.